This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Alongside the traditional parental threats of don't make me come up there and we'll get there when we get there, all right? There's another one that's becoming popular in this digital age. Put the phone down before I take it away. Well, turns out there's a certain amount of parental looking in the mirror that ought to be happening here. Youth Radio's Maya Escobar reports.
For this story, I decided to start at home.
Thank you for doing this, puppy.
You're welcome.
Can you introduce yourself to me?
My name is Jose Escobar, and I am Maya's father.
There's a little piece of irony there. Did you hear it? It was this part.
Can you introduce yourself to me?
My dad's cell phone vibrates with a message at the very beginning of an interview. An interview where I tried to convince him that he's addicted to his phone. Does he think he's addicted?
No.
But when I ask him if he thinks I'm addicted...
Yeah, definitely. You need to text less. You know, you text too much. You know, you're constantly reading what's on Facebook. So you need to take a break.
I think he needs to take a break. Whenever my dad comes to pick me up from school, my sister and I sit in the car for 5 minutes before he starts the engine. Because his eyes are glued to his phone, just like they were during my interview with him.
See, you're even holding your phone now. What are you looking at?
Yeah, it's just a habit.
Habit means that you're not thinking about what you're doing. It's an automatic kind of reaction.
Scott Campbell is a communications professor at the University of Michigan. He studies the way mobile devices affect people. Habit, says Campbell, is not about how much a person uses their cell phone. It's about intentionality. Are you using it for a reason?
I think people use mobile technology in a more reflexive way. And I think this is one of the important reasons why people are still texting and driving when they know it is so dangerous.
Texting while driving. That's what teens do, right? Actually, a 2012 survey found that adults admit to texting and driving even more than teens.
That's really awful, actually.
Parents, Jamie Burke, used to argue with her dad when she was a kid. She was always trying to get him to quit smoking. Now, she says, her kids are on her to give up a different bad habit.
When I text and drive, my younger son will actually say to me, Mom, I don't want you to end up dead. Because he sees all the ads where they'll show their very last text and then they'll show the car crunched and the person dead. And so that does make me think about it, but then I still do it, actually, to be honest.
Work emails are a big part of Burke's usage. Texting, too. Sometimes, she admits, her kids compete for her attention.
They'll say, look at me in the eye, and then sometimes I'll try to text and look at them, or text and take a break and then look at them as I'm texting.
The only way I could think to convince my dad that he uses the phone more than he thinks was to sit him down and take a cold, hard look at the numbers.
In September, you talked for 307 minutes, and I talked for 94 minutes.
Really?
To find out who is really addicted, I took the average from 3 months of phone records. It turns out, my dad talks twice as much as I do, but I text way more. The tiebreaker? Data. He used more than me.
Wow, I wonder why, because... Oh yeah, because I was watching some boxing on my phone. That's probably why I used more.
So, I guess that makes me the undisputed champion of cell phone self-control. In Oakland, California, I'm Maya Escobar for Marketplace.